hard truth for you today. You will not build your business sitting on the sidelines, trying to come up with the perfect PDF, the perfect lead magnet, building an offer, building a course, building a program, trying to figure all of the things out. Your business will be built getting in the room with your people. That is job one. It's tragic to me how many entrepreneurs are sitting on the sidelines of their businesses, building their businesses or trying to build their businesses in a bubble. And that just cannot work. It won't work. Last weekend, I spent 26 hours with one client. We didn't just build her offer, we built an entire ecosystem in her business. And in this episode, I am going to walk you through how we did that so that you can apply it to your own business. And I'm also going to share with you how this session with this particular client helped me to build a new offer in my business. And if you're here, you know I've been at this a long ass time. And still, the gold, the juice is in being in the room with my people. There's no way around this. So over the course of 26 hours, which we spread over 3 days in a beautiful private lakeside retreat, we built Shannon's entire ecosystem in her business. She spoke to this in last week's episode, and today I'm going to break it down for you even more. So we built her offer, her entire customer journey that starts with her paid lead magnet, which is her private podcast. We mapped that entire private podcast out, not just here's what I want to talk about, but what do people actually need in order to have a win and in order to move forward and in order to want to work with me more? She didn't sell them on anything in that private podcast, but she built the modules, the episodes in a way that they would absolutely win in one area of their lives and see that there's a gap in the rest of their life and need or want to work with her further. We built her launch system. There is no one way to launch your business or your offer. So for Shannon, she really wanted to focus on a challenge. It fits her energy very, very well. And what's the thing that happens most often when entrepreneurs try to build a challenge in their business? They try to put in the entire freaking program into a 5-day thing. Break it all up and do something different each day. And then the people are either overwhelmed, the participants are either overwhelmed, or they're full and they don't need any more. So we built a challenge that actually, again, gives the person who's participating a win in one area of their lives. We built in dramatic demonstrations where Shannon actually takes them through hot seat coaching to show them how this is integrated into their everyday lives. We didn't pile a whole bunch of pieces together and call it a challenge or call it a launch. We worked on her launch calendar. So she knows when she wants to launch her offer, and then we could completely reverse engineer all the way to the launch of the private podcast, through her challenge launch, how she's going to promote the challenge, her content strategy, all of it. She worked on building her website. She purchased her domains. Spoiler alert, if you do not now own your name, you want to own your name. Your website needs to be yourname.com, yourname.ca, yourname.org, all of the above if you can get them. Don't skimp on this. So that was one of the things that may seem like a small thing, but it was actually a big thing that she took the time to actually get done. Because that can be one of those things that just sits on the list forever. Oh yeah, I need to buy my domain. Oh yeah, I need to buy my domain. And 6 months later, you still don't have your domain. So if you're listening now and you do not yet own your name, you can go to GoDaddy.com. I think she bought hers through Wix. There's all kinds of places you can buy a domain. Google it, buy your domain, end of story. We set up her email platform because email marketing is going to be part of how she brings her people in. We also looked at how her Shopify site integrates with all of this because she has a product-based business as well. So how do we combine these to make it one ecosystem for her? So the entire roadmap for her business is laid out. She has now an ecosystem, not just all of these random pieces that don't work together. And of course, we built it entirely based upon her human design so that she knows exactly how she's showing up, not only for clients, not only in her business with paid work, but in her content as well. She knows exactly the places in her design that are going to call her people to her. And most people are doing that backwards. But here's what surprised me the most about the retreat. I thought that I was helping Shannon build her business. Instead, one of the biggest things that happened for me was that I saw my business through her eyes. Now, I'm a second line in human design. What does that mean? As a second lines are notoriously bad. I was trying to find another word for bad, but bad at seeing our gifts. We cannot see the things that we are good at because we think that everybody is good at these things. We don't see them as gifts. We need someone else to pull this out of us. We need our gifts to be recognized in order to see the juice in them. And as we worked through Shannon's business, I realized I wasn't following some generic business framework. You know, so many times she would stop and she'd say, "Oh my God, this is just so good. Oh my God, I can't believe all we're getting done. Oh my God, how do you know this stuff? How did you just pull that together?" And I wish I'd had my camera on at that time to capture that for my my social media, but such is life. What we were actually doing was taking my decades-long building of multi-six-figure businesses and her human design and her story and her strengths and her blind spots and her wounds and the highest expression in her design and the way that she naturally moves through life and the way that people lean in and trust her, the transformation that she creates. And we kept peeling back and peeling back and peeling back. It's not always about adding more. So many times in your business, it's going to be about peeling back. One of the things that Shannon said in last week's episode was that she had to go back to where she was because she serves people at the beginning of her journey. And she had to go back. Instead of piling on all this stuff, she had to go back and think, what did I need then? And something happened for me in this work over the retreat weekend, again, being in the room with my person. I realized this wasn't just Shannon's roadmap. This is actually the framework that I use in my business with each and every client. Now, you may be thinking, well, no duh, Vicky, because I have people who are in my world, in my design to profit community specifically, who say, "Oh my God, you totally have a system." And I'm like, I don't know if I have a system. I have a system. This is the framework of design to profit that I take everyone through. Not necessarily because I invented some magical way of working, but because I've been in the room with enough people. And the quadrate thing may have a place in that as well. It's hitting me now. So as a quadrate in human design, which is the arrows at the top of my head center, you'll have arrows at the top of your head center, but mine is all about the right people pulling the juice out of me, that all of this wisdom lives within me, and I don't know when it's going to come out or how it's going to come out, which makes it hard to grab onto a framework, but it always comes out. The people pull it out of me. So my clients revealed this framework as much as I created it. Is that making sense? So where we start is always going to be, who are you? Not what is your niche, but who are you? Who are you here to be? What is the highest expression of your gifts? And of course, we see this in your human design. But in your human design, we also want to look at, where are the shadows? What are those shadows and where do they live? How do they show up for you? We want to layer on your human story. What is the conditioning that has played out for you specifically throughout your entire life? Where are you questioning yourself? Where are you letting yourself off the hook? Where do you think you're too much? Where do you think you're not enough? Because that is often the work that is going to bring your people to you. And this is also the work that's going to bring you to your knees. This is where you're going to meet yourself and recognize the wounding and hopefully have a whole lot of compassion for yourself. That's something that comes up over and over and over again in the rooms that I'm trying to think of the right word, but where I facilitate space for people, is that there's so much self-compassion in that space. So part of the work is meeting your design, meeting yourself, seeing your wounds, giving yourself space, and stepping into the highest potential of you, because that's who your clients need you to be. Think about who you follow online. You're not following someone who's questioning your gifts. You're not following someone who's like, "Well, yeah, maybe I could, maybe." No, you're following someone who's going balls to the wall for what they want and doing the work that they're here to do. And you need to be that person for your clients. And then, of course, we look at your story. Who are you here to help? What's your soul tribe? What do they need from you? What is the transformation that you have lived that you are so wise about that you can bring to your people? And here's a place in your content specifically where I urge you to focus on results. Focus on the long-term benefit of the work that you do, what actually changes in someone's life versus the features. and there's a lot of episodes on Jaded about this, but so many times entrepreneurs come into my world and they want to talk about how it's a 90-minute call or it's a 20-minute meditation or it's a 6-month program or it's a whatever the heck it is. It doesn't matter. What is on the other side of that for this person? And please do not say self-love or confidence or any of those things. What is that confidence going to do for that person? And this is one of the things that Shannon and I did together as well. Love to do this with clients. If you ever work with me, we will definitely go through this at some point in your journey for sure. Is that I'm always going to ask the question, which means that. So you can do this with yourself as well. Let's take confidence. She'll have more confidence. She'll work with me for 6 weeks and she'll have more confidence. So what? So I would say to you, which means that, which means that, which means that, and we just keep going down the line until we get to the actual result that she is looking for, the actual transformation. Because it's not about the confidence, it's about what does that confidence do for the person. Sometimes you need to get away from everything in your life so that you can hear your own voice. The world is super duper noisy. The online space is crazy. And it can be really hard to find your voice. Maybe you've been finding your voice, but it's still stuck under that lump in your throat. I am knee deep in Human Design Lakeside Retreats this summer, and I would love to invite you to join me. If you're ready to push through with love that lump in your throat and actually fulfill your mission on the planet, then this retreat is for you. You can choose a private or a shared retreat, and you have me on your business and your human design for the entirety of your stay. Check it out at the link in the show notes. Then we start to build the offer. So this was something that Shannon spoke to last week in the episode as well. Almost every entrepreneur that I have ever worked with comes in and wants to build the lead magnet, the PDF, the whatever it is that's going to build the email list first. So they come up with this idea for this lead magnet. And just if you're like newer to online business, a lead magnet is the thing that you would download. You would give your email address, your name and your email address, and you would download a freebie. So they want to come up with the freebie first, and then they create the offer from the freebie. But that is completely backwards. Before you do anything else in your business, you need to build your offer. And I know there's a bit of a conundrum here, a bit of a contradiction here, because I'm telling you, you need to get in the room with your people, and then I'm telling you, you have to build the offer first. But you can build an offer that gets you in the room with your people and beta test it. And that's something that we completely did with Shannon, was that we prepared for the beta, but I'm getting ahead of myself. So build the offer. If you've never done business before, if you don't know who your people are, if you're starting from zero, come up with something low bite, a one-on-one session, something like that, where you can get in the room with a whole bunch of your people to get feedback. I am never going to be the person who tells you to do free work. I absolutely loathe that because people value what they pay for. They pay attention when they pay. However, this is the one time that I would say if you need to do something for free, it's not actually free, it's in exchange for feedback. So whether you're actually building an offer in your business, you've already been in the space for a little bit and you're redoing your offer, or you started with your lead magnet, you did it wrong, whatever the thing, that's fine. If you've never done anything in your business before and you need to get something, like get scrappy with something, throw something together, even though I don't like that word, throw it together, to get people in the room, you can do it that way. But you're not going to start with the PDF, the lead magnet, the Instagram bio, the Canva graphics, none of that. You're starting with the offer. And then you build the ecosystem around the offer. So this is what we did with Shannon. Looking at her human design, looking at her life story, looking at her strengths, her gifts, her passions. Passions, it gets to be fun. Podcasting lit her on fire when she thought about a podcast. And we're like, well, why don't you create a private podcast for your lead magnet? To which she was astounded that this could actually be a thing. This is going to be more of a thing as we move forward into whatever form of the world we are moving forward into, is that we're all going to build our businesses differently. This is why the gurus are falling. This is why the templates aren't working, why the $27, $47, $97 things, coaches screaming that this is the way to do it, this is the framework you need, all this stuff. It's not going to work anymore. It's not going to fly. You get to build your business your way. What lights you up? And I always think of that Instagram reel that's trending at the time of this recording, that it's something like, why aren't we all running like we're on fire towards the life that we want to build? Why are we thinking about what other people would think? Why are we trying to follow someone else's formula? Why are we doing it according to someone else's template or version of success? Shannon's version of success looked like podcasting and also really brought in her passion for acting. If you start to follow her IG account, you will see her in her true 3-5 profile format doing something that she absolutely loves that is so different for content. But I digress. Build the ecosystem around the offer. So in Shannon's case, like I said, we did this private podcast that is actually going to be a paid lead magnet. Your lead magnet does not have to be free. It's going to be a low bite paid lead magnet that's actually going to get people to win and move them forward and leave a gap that they will want to buy your offer. Then we planned her launch. We looked and we reverse it. Everything that we do, we reverse engineer. So we create the offer. We created all of the modules. And believe me, we were at the drawing board quite a while on this. Because so often as entrepreneurs, we build the sexy modules. We build the whatever. And then we have to go back and like, oh, is that actually 3 modules in there? Oh, that's going to bring up some stuff. They're going to need some integration. Oh, I better add some tools. So many times as entrepreneurs, I see people just like throwing all of these bonuses in just because they're bonuses. And a lot of them are pretty shitty. What is the bonus that you need to add to the offer that actually helps someone move them forward? So for Shannon, those bonuses were tools. Tools to support the healing. On last week's episode, she talked about how this work is not always going to be fun. It's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be pretty. And I'm like, okay, well, they're going to need tools. What tools do you have that you can give them access to as bonuses that support this offer? You see how that's different? So we're reverse engineering. We've got the offer built. We've got all the modules built. We've got the private podcast lead magnet in. And then she wants to do a challenge launch. Great. We reverse engineer the entire challenge launch. Again, a lot of it was about pairing it back. If you're building a challenge, if you're building a masterclass, if you're building a webinar, whatever it is, you probably need about 20% of the content that you were thinking of putting in there. And I know that I have been guilty of this. Every single time I do a launch, I only deliver maybe 50% of what I've planned that I think is not enough. We always think it's not enough. I only deliver about 50% of what is planned, and that still is too much. So again, a lot of the work that you're going to do with your offer, with your launch, with everything that you're doing is pairing it back, not adding more. So we got her challenge planned, her launch planned, built her email system, created her website. We didn't do the actual work on her website, but we put the framework in place. We talked about the content for her about page and how her about page is not about her. It's about her reader and what her reader is going to get through Shannon's journey. And your about page will be the same. We talked about her homepage and how to lead people to the thing that she wants them to do, which for her, again, is her private podcast. So her homepage leads people there, and then it will lead into the challenge. And only then did we start to create her content. I'm going to say that again. Only then did we start to create her content. This is something that I feel like I have had a front row seat to for however many rounds of Content by Design we've done now, which is my Messaging According to Your Human Design course that is so much more than messaging according to your human design. It's actually uncovering the wounding on your voice so that you can say what you're here to say, so that your people can actually find you and pay you for your work that you do. People come into Content by Design, even though I tell them not to. They come into Content by Design before they are ready, before they have any of these things in place. And so a lot of times I'm actually saying, what are you creating content for? Because there is this misconception in the online space that our job is to entertain and educate people for free, forever, for shits and giggles. I don't know why. I don't know where this came from. Your content needs somewhere to go. Your content has a job to do. So please do not sit at your phone or your laptop or your notebook and try to create content for nothing. The ecosystem comes first. And then comes the content that supports the ecosystem. And then comes the content that leads people to the private podcast or the challenge or the offer. And this was something else that we worked through with Shannon was, okay, so I'm going to be promoting my private podcast, and then I'm going to be promoting my challenge. And then it was like all of this stuff at once. For most entrepreneurs, we're going to be focusing on one thing at a time. So where in your business, dear listener, do all roads lead to? You're going to see me. You can watch me do this in real time. I've told you before about my colleague, Kat Mattson. She's a speaking coach, and she always says the term, which I love, working out loud. And that is one of the things that I do on steroids in my business is I work out loud. And if you want to follow along here and never make a purchase from me, you will get enough by watching me work out loud to be able to piece things together in your own business. So what you're going to see me doing next is working out loud to rebuild my membership, Designed to Profit, my community. And I'm doing that for a few reasons. One, because throughout this retreat experience, throughout being in the room and doing this in such a condensed period of time, this 26 hours was like, whoa, I couldn't not see myself. I don't know if that's proper grammar or not, but there you have it. I was faced with like, holy shit, this is actually what I do. So now I'm rebuilding D2P to have modules, to have things that someone new can work through so that you don't feel lost when you come in, so that you've got something to grab onto and start to work through. And yeah, we still have all of the things that we have in there now. It's mostly a live membership where you are live with me on calls 2 to 3 times a month. You got my community manager in there doing an office hours call to help you with like the tech setup and those types of things in your business. She's human design informed. She is a content by design grad. She runs a VA agency. She's got all the skills to do those office hour calls with you so that you don't spin your wheels on the stuff that entrepreneurs often spin their wheels on as they're doing this other work. I digress. You're going to see me doing this out loud with my content on the podcast for sure. So over the next little bit, every summer I run a series on the podcast. And in August for us, the series is going to be me interviewing members of Design to Profit. And we're not going to be talking about Design to Profit, my community. We're going to be focusing on their businesses so that you can see that there are 100 different ways to build your business. Every woman that you hear on the podcast moving forward is going to be building her business differently according to her human design. And she's going to be following this framework that I just walked you through, where you build the ecosystem around the offer. And only then do you bring the content in. And then you use the content, you use your voice to build the content that is actually going to bring your people to you. And that is in your human design. Your human design tells you everything you need to know about your business, about what you're here to say, how you're here to say it, and who you're actually speaking to. And that's literally what happened with Shannon over the course of 26 hours. So it was like this pattern, this ecosystem, this framework on steroids. And it's also what we do inside D2P, Design to Profit, which is really different than what entrepreneurs are doing in the online space now, which I think is why so many entrepreneurs are stuck, because they think that they're building a business. But what we're really doing, and what you may be doing too, is collecting tactics, a Pinterest strategy here, an Instagram strategy there, a $27 AI prompt system over here, threads, trying that for a little while, email marketing, trying that for a little while, another funnel, a different lead magnet, YouTube, playlists on YouTube, SEO on YouTube, podcasting. None of these things are actually your business. They are delivery systems. Your business is the architecture, or rather, your business needs the architecture or the structure around it. Your business needs bones. It needs bones. So whether you want to build the bones of your business over time by listening to over 200 episodes of Unjaded, God forbid by piecing it together with every Tom, Dick, and Harry strategy on the internet, or you want to build it over months inside D2P, Design to Profit, I'm going to walk you through that over the next month or so on the Unjaded podcast, or whether you want to come in and get it all done at once, sit with me at the lake for 3 full days and build your whole business together. No matter how you come into my world, you are going to get the same thing. But it's going to be built differently because it's going to be built on your design. There are so many different ways to build the same foundation, the foundation that holds your business. But for the love of God, build the infrastructure, build the ecosystem. Don't waste your time and money trying to put together all of these disjointed strategies and think that you have a business, because that's going to drive you crazy. That's going to keep you stuck. That's not ever going to let you see the whole picture. Your human design tells us how you naturally create value. It shows us how you share that value, that expertise, that experience with your people. business strategy informs how you package it. And together, all of that becomes the architecture of a business that actually supports your life. Because if we are not supporting our lives with our businesses that we're building, what the heck are we even doing here? I know, because I've done it before human design. I've burned myself into the ground several times as a manifesting generator, but we do it differently now. And I only know that because I've gotten to spend so much time with real live people doing this work, hundreds of people doing this work, maybe even over 1,000 now doing this work. If you'd love to contemplate a lakeside retreat with me, at the time of this recording, I have 3 retreats available for the rest of the summer, and that's it. I'm also going to pop the link in the comments for Design to Profit. You'll be hearing lots about that community space over the next month or so, and you'll be seeing in real time, hearing in real time, how the entrepreneurs that I work with are actually building businesses according to their human design. And you'll be able to take pieces of that and use it in your own life and in your own business so that you build your business without breaking your life.